We're talking about pharmacies today and chemists and whether they could be under threat, because the Department of Health says there are too many community pharmacies and it wants to cut spending by £170 million a year. The proposals could also see more pharmacies in doctors' surgeries and hospitals, and an Amazon-like dispensing system with more medicines being sent out by post. Now, it's prompted a big backlash from the sector, which says the proposals are profoundly damaging. And our East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter Dominic Blake has more on this, joining me from Lally's Pharmacy in Portsmouth this morning. So, Dom, I mean, we had Sandra Gidley on the show in the last hour from the Royal Pharmaceutical Society. They're not happy, are they?
No, not at all. And this is unprecedented, Julian. It all came from a letter sent out by the Department of Health, which says that 40% of pharmacies are within a 10-minute walk of two others and that that's inefficient. And it also wants to see more pharmacies in clinical settings, places like GP surgeries. And it also says that the technology is now available for an Amazon-style dispensing system, which could see more drugs being mailed out directly to people's homes. But all of this is a big concern for community pharmacists. They say they could lose vital face-to-face contact with patients when it's important that medicines are explained and discussed. And they say that where online delivery has been tried, it hasn't worked very well. And they also say it's going to put pressure on other parts of the NHS. I've been speaking to Ari Lolly, who works for the Lally chain of community pharmacies here in Portsmouth. This is what he has to say.
Basically, we are helping out in reducing the workload for GPs for these minor conditions, such as headaches, coughs and colds, and diarrhea, which can be managed through the community quite easily. I do believe that we are helping out in reducing the workload of GPs and sometimes A&E centre, which puts more risks on them.
Yes, Ari Lolly there talking to Dominic Blake. Dom, it's been described as damaging and short-sighted.
Yes, that's right. In the last hour, as you say, we spoke to former Romsey MP Sandra Gidley, who's now the chair of the Royal Pharmaceutical Society English Pharmaceutical Board. Now, she's actually in London this morning for talks with the Department of Health today on this very subject. This is what she had to say about the proposals.
I just think it's so short-sighted. I've been spending the last couple of years, along with other people in the world of pharmacy, making the case for what pharmacists can do. It's an untapped and underutilised resource. And we're talking about medicines here, not baked beans. And the added value a pharmacist has is when you're giving out the medicines, you don't necessarily talk to everybody. But there are times when you need a conversation about how best to take the medicines. And just to develop an Amazon-type model, I don't think it's what the vast majority of patients want. And it will certainly impact adversely on patient care.
Sandra Gidley talking on the show a bit earlier. I mean, Dominic, the other thing she was saying is that it was government pressure to get more competition in the pharmacy industry and to encourage us to go and see the pharmacist rather than go to A&E or see our doctor.
Well, all very valid points which they'll be making today, Julian. There has been a big increase in the number of pharmacies on the high street, but as you say, that was to try and make it easier for people to get to them and, as you say, to encourage competition.
And what does the Department of Health have to say?
Well, we spoke to the Department of Health about this at some length on Friday, and they did offer to provide a statement and an interview, but then didn't get back to us. But we have seen this letter, so we do know what their main points are. And I'll just go through some of those for you, Julian. It says this proposal is subject to consultation. If it takes effect, it won't be introduced until October to give pharmacies time to prepare. It says that they also spend a huge amount of money on pharmacy, and even after these proposals, they'll still be spending £2.63 billion on pharmacy. So this is a reduction of about 6% that we're talking about. And it's going to protect access to pharmacies in rural areas and areas of high demand. And also that technology has now reached the point where a kind of click and collect or postal service is possible and, in fact, would benefit many patients, Julian.
Although, as Sandra and I were saying in the last hour, Dom, you know, some patients value, if there's a query over their prescriptions, the opportunity to ring and talk to a real person.
Well, that's true, Julian, and I think Sandra and Ari made that point, didn't they? It's also been expressed to me that where this kind of service has been tried up in the north of England, that operator didn't survive very long. So clearly, really? There were issues up there. Whether or not that was a business model or whether or not it's because patients didn't like it, we don't know.
OK, we shall keep a keen eye on that story.